Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
You remember this one, yeah? Nobody yet. Shot.
Punisher jacket, Punisher jumper.
Yeah, they're proper wearing their matching Punisher. Sick, that's Ill Al Scratch, Where My Homies Come Around My Way.
A classic
90s joint, man. Now I'm just digging into the files. I just want to build up the Arms House playlist. I want to make it full of classics, man. So I've been digging in through.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, shout out
Ash. I love
the
way they sing that.
Shout out Ash for compiling every song that we've ever played on this podcast is available on a nice playlist on Spotify and on YouTube. All the links are below. You can check them out.
And when we do a song that he doesn't, that isn't on available to download, he plays the instrument and sings.
Yeah, he
records it himself.
Records it.
He's a man of many instruments, old Ash.
I saw a funny clip online the other day, someone going, yo, sampling is stealing, man. Sampling is stealing, like that. Yeah, he goes, okay, yeah, well, I don't sample, man. I learned how to play an instrument, like that, yeah. But then the instrument, I didn't build this instrument, you know what I mean? That's stealing. So I spent my life, carving instruments out of, wood and shit. And I was like, I've been rearing cattle to, use their skins to,
it's like
drum.
A satire.
Yeah, it's a satire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's like, now I've spent the last 7 years rearing all this shit and I haven't made any music, man. You know, it's like, yeah, like you said. Satire on it. Episode 155, brother theme. We got lots to get through, man. We got a song that sampled your voice. Someone sent
I'm liking the sound of that fair.
It's like a techno kind of drum and bass tune.
Not techno, bro.
We'll listen to it.
When you sold it to me, you said, no, we're doing it. It's fucking sick. It's a jungle track. I was like, oh, yeah, jungle track.
Look, I'll play it later. Then
as soon as we go live, it switches to techno.
It's not techno. You'll hear it in a bit. Mm-hmm. We got an Arabic word. We got the graph letter game. We got graffiti critique. As usual, and all that good stuff, and listener questions and all that, man. I tell you who I've been seeing getting busy. I just want to give an Arms House salute to Pilot and Slash, man. They've been doing their things on the lines, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for a while now.
For a while, but I think there's been a recent influx of stuff by them recently, so I just wanted to give them a shout out.
I would say them two, and I would say Boff. And four, F-O-R-E, Boff and four on the insides.
Yes.
I see you, fam. You know what I'm saying? I see you.
Also, rumor has it, I haven't seen it yet. Did you see it? Apparently, Zombie put us up on the train somewhere. I don't know if I want to say too much.
You didn't get a flick of it, no? Nah, man.
Apparently, we got shouted out.
Too busy yerpsing. And even though I was mid-yerps, I was like, oh, wait, wait, wait. one of those ones.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh,
and they said, you're butters anyway. I should have fucking got the video, bro.
If anyone out there sees it, man, catch a flick of it, man. Send it in, man, because I haven't seen it yet, man.
It doesn't say Arms House, though. It doesn't say
Arms House.
Let me see that T-shirt you're busting.
This is the zombie, oh, the Bozo special, isn't it, man?
Oh, yeah. I ain't got one of them.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you got the other design that he did on the red T-shirt or something. I know you got one of them, Thee, but maybe not this one. This one was my favorite one.
Son, that was your favorite. Oh, big up. Listen, I'm talking about garments.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, it was Amber's B-Day the other day.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was my birthday last week.
And
yeah,
he's such a tight mother lover. He's like, don't buy me a present because I'll never buy you one. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the reason.
I don't buy a present.
And he, and then he got ill or some shit. I can't remember what happened. We didn't link on your birthday.
I said
to you like a week later, I said, bruv, I got you that fucking present and I haven't given it to you. And you know what he said? He goes, I told you not to get me a present.
Yeah.
I was pissing myself when I saw that day.
And now you're mad at me because I haven't got the present off you. I'm like, well, I didn't even ask for a fucking present.
Yeah, I told you not to get me a present, bitch. Yeah. Like, it was so fucking good.
No, but I am intrigued though. What the hell is it?
Bro, I hope you recognize this if I hold it up like this.
Oh shit, Born to Kick Ass. Yeah, I remember.
BTKA.
It's a t-shirt. I literally had that on a jumper when I was 15,
bro,
16.
You had this one.
That exact one.
That
on a jumper.
Design.
Yeah. It's like,
I think it was long sleeve though, yours.
It was a jumper.
You said jumper. Yeah.
Jumper with a hoodie, I think. Yeah. And
but I went to go and get some dreddy gums.
So. Oh, okay.
And it's got a tab saying Sister Brands or whatever. And I said, oh, let me have a look. And he's got like, have a nice day. Do you remember that have a nice day?
I think so,
someone's,
yeah.
Someone's blowing a fat pink bubblegum bubble.
Yeah, yeah,
And then they've got
Spliffy.
BTK.
Oh,
yeah, and I saw BTK. No, they don't have any of that spliffy and shit.
No.
But BTKA. And I was like, no way. How much is it? Had a look. I was like, I'm getting it for him. Fucking decent bit of kit. You gotta wear it though. I was wondering if you'd wear it.
I would never buy it, but for nostalgic reasons, and because you bought it for me, of course I would wear it. And I like the it's like a caramel color, right? It's like a beigey color. I like that color on me as well.
It's like sand. Yeah.
Yeah, sandy, you know me, because I'm a sand.
Because I'm a tropical brother.
I'm a tropical brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, but yeah, I bought it for back in the day reasons. That was the only really, reason I got it.
No, that's jokes, man.
You've got to fucking wear it. It'd be fucking brilliant.
That is hilarious. No, thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. Sincerely.
Yeah, near bother. But I still haven't given it to. Bruv, I got like a flipping dreddy t-shirt with the classic dreddy. Like circle.
Nice.
And then I went and got a dreddy jumper with like a big fat zoo on the front and that. And as soon as it arrived, I was like, what?
Now you gotta get the classic dreddy bomber jacket with the dreddy in the back, bunning a zoo with the rasta colours.
I didn't see the bomber jackets actually.
With the orange lining on the inside. Those were the classic ones. You know, I think the people who run Dreddy, they've messaged us on the Instagram. I think they watched the pod.
I think it is. Big up Vanessa.
Salute, man. Big young yourself. Sponsor the pod, man. What's up?
Yeah, sponsor the pod. I did write when they put like business address and put Arms House here, Mum's House. See if anyone might clock it. You know what I mean? Sometimes they do, innit? But
all right.
But no, they just send the gloves and I got that as well. And I was like, yo, he fucking, this is for me. I wanted to get one for me as well.
Yeah. Of course.
Because I think I went to Camden Market.
Mm.
Because you told me it was you. You were the one who showed me those garms. I went to Camden Market to
talking
buy.
About back in the day, you're talking about.
Yeah, back in when it was available in Camden. Like, back in, I was about 14, 15, something like that.
Yeah, Camden
Market. So 96, was the spot. 95.
Bro. Yeah, that was the spot for all that stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that was the spot. And I got
and
a long
Shepherd's
sleeve
Bush
red
Market.
One.
Shepherd's Bush Market, you could find stuff in there as well. I remember back in the 90s.
Yeah, you might be more likely to get shot in Bush Market at that time.
That's true. You could walk in and buy it, but whether you walk out with it still on you is a whole separate thing. Yeah. That's true. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. Damn.
We should still do that episode. I'm going to dig out old photos of me as a teenager and the clothes I was wearing. Yeah, you got to go to your mom's house and find some old photos, man. For real, man. Because that'll be a wicked episode. Just the fashion of the 90s.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure, because I was never a fashionista. It's not like I was waiting for the latest drops and fucking copping garms. Like, I wasn't like that. You know what I mean? I was always on hand-me-downs from my rich cousin, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
I was always the most easily influenced. I didn't know any of that. I knew about Nike and Fila and Reebok and that. Yeah. But then if someone said, oh, no, this is Versace, this is like absolutely certified banger, I'd be like, yeah, Versace, certified banger. Like, everyone knows that. Do you know what I mean? And like, go save up money for 8 years to get a pair of Versace trousers because it's got the thing on the back. Like,
I tell you who always influenced me was Frez, man. I got to give him another shout out, Frezidente, because he not only was buying and getting like exclusive stuff, even from early, but he was customizing his stuff. I remember once he cut out the seat of the fucking District line, cut out a bit of the fabric.
I think you've said this before.
Measured it out and then sewed it into the back of his jacket and shit. And then he managed to find some more material. Like, he would sew him into his garms and shit, or get his mum to sew him
He's super fly.
He's super duper fly, man.
Super fly.
I got to get some flicks of him as well when we were in the 90s, man. There's some jokes, photos, man. But listen, for the start now, let's get into a listener question, man, straight off the bat.
Tell me.
All right, this was sent in by a longtime listener of the pod, man. Equal CBM.
Equal CBM.
I think he's been
longtime listener and fan.
No doubt. Salute him, man. Really nice bloke as well, man. I've been seeing him around the block for ages, man. But I think he's going through some health issues and stuff like that. So I wish him, hopefully, you know, speedy recovery.
On wheel, bruv.
Yeah, I mean, let's
on
get
wheel.
Let's get into the question. Let's go.
Yo, arms house.
Yo.
Your mum's house. Enough respect for your pod. Enough respect to theme. Enough respect to Amber.
Salute.
Little question for you. What do you think is the best graffitied album cover ever? It's got to be graffiti.
Okay.
It could be the Ultimate Breaks and Beats or any other artists who have done album covers full of graph. Mine is the Jelly Bee Motupski Rooftop done.
Okay.
On that note, this graph artist is 55 this week.
Happy birthday.
And he's going to have to announce, due to ill health, his retirement from graph, which is a hard statement for me to say. Considering I started in 85, and was with a big crew in London. I was with Freaks at Large at one point, and I had my own crew. But the question is, what is your favourite graph cover of all time? Enough respect to you guys, and love to hear this question come out on the pod in the near future.
No diggity, man.
That's a question that is banging up Amber's street.
You know, I love my albums and my records, man. I'm an avid record collector. Thanks again, Equal, for that question, man. Equal CB's in the place, man. So the one he mentioned is this Jelly Bean Motupski album cover here theme. This one, I wrote on the Instagram as well. I said, yo, people, let us know what's your favorite graffiti and on an album. And this one came up quite a bit, especially from the old school lot. Can you notice the style? Whose style that is? Theme?
I'm trying to.
You could even read it coming up here on this side here. There's two names.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It says Duster and Scene, UA artist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oui.
So there's just like, for the people listening, it's just like pure graph all over it. It's probably done in a. I don't think it was done on a wall. I think this is airbrush, maybe. I don't know.
What's that in the middle? UA, United Artists.
I'm pretty sure that's a UA, but it kind of goes down here. So it looks like YA, but yeah, probably UA because that's their crew, isn't it, Duster? And
I like the way you've got to tilt your head all the way around, all the different ways to catch this.
I mean, again, classic.
Yo, that's nice. House.
Yeah, really ill, man. I did actually pull up one tune from the album, man. They did a cover of the Mexican. I just want to play 10 seconds of it. It's a pure 80s style, you get it?
Yeah.
You probably recognize it as well. Let me forward it a bit. Yeah, boy, taking it back, back, back.
Chico Fernandez!
Yes. Classic album cover. I mean, this one definitely, I never had this one in my collection, but I do love it. I don't know, Theme, did you think of any off the top of your head or anything? Because
I just
loads.
Thought of that character on the Cyan Supercrew album, because I used to come back from La France listening to that.
Yes.
I can't, pull it out a bit. That's it. We couldn't see it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you see that character there?
Mode 2.
With the shadow on, has he got the shadow? Yes, well, Mode 2.
Yeah, there's the inside cover art as well. Like, yeah, he did all the different. I mean, look, people, go back to our Scam 2 episode. I can't remember the number. I think it's 74. If you click on the top corner of the screen right now, you'll be able to go check it out. We chatted to famous artist Scam 2, who did all the artwork for Eminem's Slim Shady LP. He did the front cover for Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Tribe Called Quest.
L Fudge and a bunch of people. So we chat to him about this album cover.
Beats, and Rhymes, and Life, wasn't it? Beats, Rhymes, and Life, Tribe Called Quest album.
Incredible.
Like the sickest cover.
Crazy.
In hip-hop, boy.
Like one off there. Yeah, it's up there, man, for sure.
We had him on the Arms House, motherfuckers. Yeah. We had him on the Arms House.
Yeah, go check that out, man. Also, I remember when we did the Odia episode, Acme, salute Acme, Hammerite on Instagram.
Doesn't have much graph stuff, Acme. Doesn't have many photos or anything. Man.
He sent me this, which is a UK hip-hop cover of a single, yeah, by a group called Brotherhood. They're inside the train. Yeah. And look, there's
Reach. No way.
It's from 1992. Yeah. So, you know, a bit of history there for you. So this is an album cover from Brotherhood. This is ill with the...
Yeah, but look at the hand style. That's 1992. He must have been young, man.
Yeah, you know, that's a torch marker as well, man.
Yeah, he hasn't changed. Hasn't changed. He's got the same marker, bro.
Same marker, same style. Killing it. Killing it. I love that one as well, man.
Wait, what did you say? 92?
Yeah, or 93. 92 or 93. Early 90s.
I was like 11. He would have been a teenager.
Yeah.
Quite mid to late. Yeah.
Exactly.
Damn, son.
Oh, there's these, like, people who go digging for records, you're always going to come up across this one. This is like an electro album. They had, like, volumes. They had volume 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to, I can't even know what, 40 or something. This is the one, this is number 19 with the character here, you know what I mean, with the turntable, you know what I mean?
Do you remember, that's reminding me of something. What was that, like, massive commercial, like Bumpkin Music?
What, Now 42?
Now, that's what I call music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like compilation.
On the TV ads, on the radio ads, it was always like, because we get the best tunes that are out at the moment, like Wet, and Take That, and we put them on the same like mixtape and give it to the.
And you know what? When I pulled that one, because I've got this one as well, I found this on YouTube as well just earlier today. I just want to watch 20 seconds of it. It's someone talking about the artwork for that album.
So I'm going to talk about the electro covers and show you some pictures.
It's just a quick one.
So important to first tell you that these covers were done by a guy from Hounslow.
From Hounslow, yeah.
Called Johan.
Capital of Graf.
Capital of Graf.
Called Yogi.
Yogi.
Who is now gone under the name of Terrace. And
Terrace, that's it. Anyway, that's all I kind of wanted like to show you. He's from Hounslow, the guy who did the artwork on
Capital
that.
Of Graf. Yeah.
And those were worldwide, those compilations, you know what I mean? Here's one, and now, look, I'm going to go by, rather than like the illest graph covers, this is stuff, I really like the music from these albums, you know what I mean? And they got kind of imprinted in my memory. This is a Funk Dubiest single cover for his song called Dedicated. Yeah, I got it here, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's an ill track. Nice remix on there. It's got the a cappella on there as well. Just, you know,
Dedicated.
classic. I like that
Yeah.
hand style as well, man. It looks dope. I don't know who did it, but looks sick. With the marker pen and the two hands right in the
The
tag.
marker pen looks fucking remarkably good, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's a picture, that's a photo, yeah? The hands.
Oh, is it? From here, I
Yeah.
was thinking he's done an oil painting for the hands
No, that's a
and like got
photograph.
a reach with the and then a spray can fucking background.
I'm pretty sure everything's a photo except for the actual word. I don't think he wrote that. You know what I mean? That's added in somehow afterwards, the dedicated
There's me
bit.
going, the fucking pen is remarkably good, bruv.
That's an
What
old
a fucking
school
melon.
marker, man. This one is just one of the first albums I ever bought, and it's actually done by Doze Green, who's from, you know, Rocksteady Crew, but it's an Ice-T album, The Iceberg. I always loved these letters, again, with that like chromatic effect on it.
Imagine one of the first albums you could buy and buying an iced tea.
Yeah, the first
Back
one.
then as well, when it was nothing but guns, and that was
Yeah.
it, like guns and drugs.
It's called Freedom of Speech, dot, dot, dot. Just watch what you say.
How good is that?
Here's another classic one, DJ Vadim. This was designed by famous graffiti artist, 3D guy Delta from Holland, from Amsterdam. Was he
He's on
Amsterdam?
Kings of Toys. Kings and Toys,
Kings
if
and
you don't know
Toys.
him.
So
Have
he
a little
built.
Frank and Pat.
But apparently, this is actually a sculpture. He made these bits out of wood and stuck them to another big piece of wood and colored them, and then took a photo of the thing. And that's what I remember hearing about that. But yeah, Delta did that album cover.
How good is he, by the way?
Oh, he's too good. Yeah.
Imagine him doing like the letters he does in Kings and Toys when he's
Crazy.
walking. I just want to be remembered, you know? I just
Yeah.
want to be. And he's going past that fucking huge delta.
Yeah. Incredible, man.
Oh, man.
Dope shit, man. I call everything incredible, man. I've noticed that on the pod. So I'm gonna try and think of other
Incredible,
words
man.
to
Incredible.
describe. Now, we can't talk about Graf on album covers, especially without mentioning MF Doom, you know, with his famous throwy. I know Doom himself did that throwy. Keo from the X-Men, I chatted to him and he designed the mask of Doom. He didn't actually do this front cover, he did his first album. But yeah, classic Doom, you know what I mean? What can you say? Dope. Oh yeah, this one's for you. This is NTM's first album cover. Supreme NTM had a
Yeah, the old
cool
3D.
the 3D graph with the chromatic effect yet again, but another different kind of way of doing it. Little beveled letters. Slick styles, man. Now I reached out to people on Instagram and they all kind of, you know, chimed in with theirs. Let's just go through them quick time. Chi Ali. This is a cool one, man. Look at this guy. He was only like 14, 15 when he had this album out with the Chi Ali graph in the background, obviously part of Native Tongues, and all the crew, Black Sheep, all that lot, man.
Native son, native tongue.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
don't know who
It's
did
a
that
nice
graph.
jumper that. And
Oh
he's got
yeah,
the
bro.
Jordan
Oh
what's
yeah.
he got?
Those
See
Jordan.
that geezer now. Look at him standing with his Jordans and his blue jeans, the
And his
baggy and
pager,
his
he's got a
green jacket.
pager.
It's exactly what people are wearing now.
That's true. Yeah, it's come full circle. Yeah,
Not
man.
really, it's not really, but it's in the hip hop world, it's come full circle.
Are those Jordan sixes on his
I think
feet?
so.
Yeah, I like them ones. All right, and then
Hey, big up MK,
So this
the
is more.
Donker Factory.
No, this is more. It was a mixtape by DJ MK. It did have Donka Factory and a bunch of people. This was the cover of the mixtape album. That's actually DJ Thor right there. So he's
Boy, look at
bombing.
him wearing the hat back.
2002. He's bombing the name of the thing on the doors. So people now, you know, people now are doing a lot of filming inside the trains and the insides and stuff. Man, this is 2002, man. You know, catching that. It would have been the
And he
third
actually worked
wave.
for them and he didn't care.
He's got the
Just
full
lost his
outfit.
job that day. He
I
said, what?
never forget once I was sat on the train on the central line, and it was on the row, you know, the rows. And I was right at the end, and you know, one of the seats, I lifted it up because they store shit in those seats, man. But they usually lock them. But this one wasn't locked, and so I lifted up the seat, and it had the guy's hat in there and his like his vest in there, everything. Yeah.
When was that?
This was years. This was like coming home from school, and then we dared, and then we dressed up my mate Darren. His name was We dressed him up, and we dared him to go down the carriage, asking people for their tickets. Tickets, please, tickets. And then everyone was just like flashing their tickets, and we were cracking up. We were at one end of the thing, just creasing up so much, man. It was hilarious.
They didn't know. They didn't clock it with some youth, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
From Darren from school.
Yeah, from my school where we
good
dared
footballer.
Him to.
Do... I remember him being a good footballer.
Yeah, look, someone asked for Michael Jackson back.
Oh, shut up. Or someone said because of the graph.
Yeah. I think it's a joke. This is the Clips album. I mean, you know, the graph is pretty shit. Sorry, this. Oh, man, this photo is mad pixelated. But look, there's Pusha T
feel
and
like
Malice.
We're missing one. This world famous.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many graph obvious. Covers. Yeah, so many. Oh, Rage Against the Machine. Battle of Love. It's more street art than graph, I guess. You know what I mean? With the silhouette of the character.
Didn't the Beastie Boys have one?
Not with graph on the front, man.
A nice hand style reach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had the hand style reach thing. Now, this one theme, the classic of all classics by...
there she is.
Zephyr and Dr. Revolt. The classic Wild Style, of course, man. The soundtrack to the movie. Killer.
Beastie Boys, Check Your Head. I always thought that was, when I was younger, I thought that kind of was graph. But when you look at it now, you're like,
This is Just Ice. Another classic old school dude. I think he's from Philly. I could be wrong. Just Ice, Back to the Old School.
LaToya. Like, there she is, the Puerto Rican Latina, LaToya.
With all the mad hand styles around. Like, these are pretty cool, man. Cole getting dumb. Why can't
you
I
and DMX.
Around? Okay, this.
Look at their belts and that. That is decent, man.
Yeah, kind of like, you know
the
like
New
that.
Balance.
Oh, yeah. The...
Fat laces on the Puma. Yeah. LaToya on her jumper, the fat gold earring.
No, it says Brooklyn. So he's from Brooklyn, obviously.
Where the Warriors dwell.
KRS-One, his logo for a while was a mad hand style, you know what I mean?
That's a classic, mate.
Oh, fuck, this one's terrible quality. This is some Dutch, we can't look at this one. It's a Dutch hip-hop thing, someone suggested.
He's probably lean when he made it, fuck's sake.
Of course, Futura 2000 with the Uncle, Mo Wax album. These are like classic.
And those characters.
Those classics.
I had a skateboard with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had a Futura 2000 reach on it and I cocked it up. Broke it and shit.
If you still had that now.
If it was non-used.
We spoke about this a couple episodes ago, talking about classic characters and shit. I just wanted as well to big up this Instagram page. I found it a while ago, but it's called Graph_Ogs, as in Discogs, you know, which is a famous website where people buy and sell records. But this is called Graph Ogs, not Discogs. And he's basically curated, like, okay, the Wild Style one, for example. You click on it, it tells you who does the graph, what year it came out, what format, what country, what year, and then a track list. And then, like, you can kind of flick through it, and it's got all the inside artwork as well, and like a bit of history. And then he'll play one or two of the songs of the album, you know what I mean? Like, it's a really dope Instagram page. If you haven't followed it already and you're into this sort of stuff, I thought I'd give a little... Like this one, for example, Known to Be Down. This was a UK hip-hop album, and it was taken on the...
K2, K1.
The Earth's
Rich and
Edge.
Rage.
Yeah, that's the Earth's Edge. Oh, yeah, and rest in peace, Bunny Bread, man. Of art. Yeah, he passed away last week, and he was part of this wall as well.
Style Master, big him up, man.
Original
that,
Don
that was
Dapper.
A bad one.
West London legend, man. I saw so many people pouring out love for Bunny Bread, man. So yeah, salute to my man. I thought I'd have a quick little. Oh yeah, Suburban Bass. We mentioned that the other day.
Oh yeah.
Dave Psych Nods is the guy who did all the graph on these.
1992.
Look at that. That's ill. I remember as a kid. You know, I used to copy these letters, and these characters were with the hands, just so classic, man.
Yo, this is nice. Look at the trainers and the spray can and the top right.
The little details, really sick. Yeah, man. That spray can, the guy holding the gun, and the mad silhouette.
Sorry if you're only listening to Arms House this week.
Yeah, again, you know, but, people know, man.
Go to the YouTube. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what's this one? Breakers Breaks, Volume 1. That's a mad old school DJ Junk. Graffiti by DJ Junk. Just a quick, well, let's do one more and then we move on.
Wait, what's that one? Go up.
Which one?
What's that on the far right?
This one here.
Yeah.
Ooh, The Anonymous, Dedicated, Graffiti by Drez. Country US, 1999. Okay, now I never heard of this one.
It's it's called Dedicated. It's the second Dedicated tune already in this podcast.
That's true. That's true, man. There was this one as well. Did I just pass it now? Fuck, where is it? I think it was a bit... Ah, this one. Phase 2 did this for Company Flow for their song called End to End Burners, which is a classic hip-hop tune about graph. And they got the legendary Phase 2 to do their cover. I mean, I don't know what the fuck it says. It's some mad, crazy, weird shit. Kind of reminds me of that weird buzzing sketch that I did. You know, the one where I was on ecstasy.
But go back to the top. I like that first letter. Tell me it's an S.
Oh, yeah, that could be an S or it could be a Y even. I don't know. Or maybe a P. Fuck knows, man. I have no idea, man. But that's dope, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, all good. I used to love graph on the front covers, man. And I said that as well, that it was kind of a thing for me early on when I first started doing graph or started noticing graph. And then buying music and getting into hip hop and looking at album covers and mixtape covers and then seeing the graph on there and then seeing the graph from outside the train window or on the trains. And I was just like, kind of, these things must be linked somehow. There is something going on here. And that was like kind of one of the first things.
In the back of the magazines, the hip hop magazines, there was graph.
Yeah.
And like,
that's what sparked my interest in this whole thing, you know? Yeah. So it's quite a deep thing, man. All right, Thee, let's move on to the drum and bass song that sampled.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, it was done by Dougie C, aka Indo. He said he uploaded it onto SoundCloud so people can download it from his SoundCloud. I'll put the link below so people can go check it if they want to. Should we give it a spin? Yeah. It's called.
Yeah, of course.
It's called What You Write. What You Write. Ah, he took it from that, not from an episode. He took it from a comedy video you did with Cash.
Mm.
You know that bit where he goes, would you write? Yeah, yeah. From that thing.
All right.
It's well dodged.
It's getting in the reach. Just say that you don't touch it.
All right,
would you write?
But you see what I mean? Like when I said techno, it's
I've never been associated with a tune like that before. I'll play that. Let me hear what kind of music is this?
We'll keep going. We'll keep going.
5 or 6, 5 years.
Yeah, it's a good 5. Do you want to keep listening? There's more bits, but the same. I love it.
He made the tune because he likes the video and it made him laugh.
He did. I mean? He wrote a message. He said it. He said he really enjoyed cutting up the samples and making this beat, and he really loved the original thing. He's been following for a while, Indo. Salute,
much
Indo,
love for making that, man.
Yeah, it's much not really my love type of drum and bass though, because he called it drum and bass. He didn't call it techno. But I just like when that has that in it. For me, I just think of techno when I think of that shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think technically that's drum and bass, man.
But he still chopped up that and made a tune out of it. So yeah. Big up.
No, he killed it, but it's just not my type of drum and bass.
Big up Cash as well, because that was brilliant, man.
Yes.
Doing that.
That's
and
a
I was like, right,
stuff.
That's it. Gonna be a comedian. That's it. Yeah. Gonna sack off my job.
Yeah, you did that before Arms House even started. I think that's one of the original sketches I think you did with him, man. It's a funny one, man.
Is that your bike? I bet you let me have a go on your bike. It's just like me and Cash just had a zoo and just stormed like a couple of those fucking kind of sayings together.
Yeah.
He's like, right, let's just go and do it. Went outside and filmed that.
I remember chatting to Cash afterwards.
No take.
Cash was like, I remember chatting to Cash afterwards and he was like, theme's a genius, man. He goes, we didn't script it, nothing. He made that all up on the spot, man. You know, and it's just nuts, theme, man.
No, but he spurred me on a lot and he knows like, about the sort of character we were trying to get. So when we would do something, he was like, I'd be better if you did it like this. I'd be like, oh my day, just do it like that.
My favorite bit of that skit is, again, if it's not on our YouTube, I'll upload it onto our YouTube so everyone can check it out. I'm sure it's on the Instagram maybe, but you'd have to scroll right down to the beginning. But there's a bit in it where the rude boy, because you run into a rude boy and you're playing both characters, and then the rude boy's going, oi, what'd you write? And you're like, what? And he's like, what'd you write? And he's like, theme? And he's like, what? Fume? You know what? He says he writes fume, bro. You remember them back in the days, people just looking
for used to happen all the time.
They're looking for an excuse to fuck with you, and they don't want to just do it just for the fuck of it. So they'll find an excuse, like a flimsy, shitty excuse, like mishearing what you said, you know what I mean? For example,
where'd you live? Bush. You're not from Bush. You're not from Bush.
Yeah, he's saying he's from Bush. Nah, we got to fuck him up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but it always happens to me, man. That's why that theme was quite a joke. Because you know when you just do real life experience?
Yeah. And just
100%, that used to happen all the time.
Exactly, man. It's hilarious, man. That shit's funny as fuck.
So I've got some graph letter game for you, boy.
Let's fucking do it, man. Let's do it.
Boy. Oh, wait, the video before this is the central line, which is getting a little battered again.
Yeah.
I think people have... It's been cleaned, and then it's nice getting battered again.
And it's starting to get more politicized as well. I'm seeing more people posting it going, oh, look at, it was like, you know, saying how...
Saying what?
Sadiq Khan's a bastard because he can't clean the underground kind of thing. You know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, they've been saying that for months and months.
They've been saying it, but then, you know, as it gets worse, then people tend to come out of the woodwork saying that shit. But anyway, yeah. Graph.
I think letter. All these you're going to get.
So it's
graph
the
letter game, and the letter is Y.
Why, oh, why?
Be like, why is that you gonna be like that? Why the fuck are you gonna be like that? But bearing in mind, I've been out all day and I picked these up. I managed to get these done today, old boy.
Boom.
So I reckon you're probably going to... I'm just cutting this one a bit more to see if I can make it a tiny bit more difficult, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, I've been shit at this game the last couple of couple times I've played it, so.
But this one you have to get, otherwise, you know, we have to have a conversation.
Zephyr.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
The guy who did the, we've already mentioned him, he did the Wild Style. Yeah. Yeah. Big up, Zephyr.
And he is a Don.
Mm.
Next Y, coming up, done in 2018, as you can see.
Ooh, why at the beginning of the word?
At the beginning of the goddamn word.
Okay, shit. This one I don't recognize instantly. I like it. Looks cool. London.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm going to kick myself, man.
Think like Shoreditch and those sort of places.
What, like a... So it's a hipster graph, right?
It's a bit of legal graph. But where's that that big wall where everyone does a piece and then the train goes above it as well? I swear it's Shoreditch.
Allen Gardens, that's on Brick
Lane. Allen Gardens.
Yeah, just off Brick Lane. Yeah.
And think like paints... He's done stuff down there with Two Rise, I think.
Oh, shit. Okay. I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind, man. Nothing's coming to
mind. He writes Yale.
Yale?
Yale.
I have no idea who this motherfucker is, man. Oh, MOAS crew. And it's nicely done. Yeah, I like it, but... Oh, you forgot there the shadow on the E. Ah, yes, of course. This is the Don Dapper. That is Yan.
The Don Dap-Daps.
Bad boy.
You got that right. That's a nice piece he's got there.
Oh, man. He's the Don, man. What can you say?
Actually, I might critique him a bit.
Yeah, go on.
The fat bit on the middle of the A at the top.
Oh, at the top.
Like, hang on. Why is it getting so fat like that? The N's not like that. The Y's not like that.
You're right. It's a bit
extreme. Oh! Went and got a reach with our brethren the other day.
Yeah.
And the fucking floor ran out. Yeah. So I'm so upset about that.
I know.
I've shown you the photo, haven't I?
Do you want me to put it up?
No.
Okay.
But you ran. Lips.
So it's not even you ran out of space on the wall. The floor ran out.
Floor ran out.
You were leaning over.
It's like these kind of plumber sort of pipes coming out, but they're quite low.
Yeah,
I grabbed them and tried to lean over. And then I said to him, what way have you done the shadow? And he's like, to the right.
To the right.
Trying to lean up. Oh, and then on the border as well. Like, yo. But that's why. I just want to tell anyone who sees this, you'll know what we're talking about when you see it. That's why the E goes over the M. Because I was like, you're cool.
But it's looking at this drop. It's kind of a rookie mistake, though. If you're doing block.
It's not, because he did his outline first.
Well, but I was going to say, this is the rookie mistake part. When you're doing a blockbuster like that, it's semi-blockbuster. Okay, it's not a huge blockbuster. I don't mean like that, but each letter is like uniformed, yeah? You should mark out. You go, okay, you're going to put these many letters in it, so you got to mark it out first. Okay, that's going to squeeze.
Yeah, but we're not paying him down a fucking Trellick, bruv.
Not about Trellick, anywhere. That's like, if you're going to do those types of letters, that's how you avoid your problem that you just had, man.
You know what I mean?
You take 5 minutes to do that. I'm just saying.
Dyer just goes right up to it and goes, I'm sure. I was like, I'm stepping back and going, let's have a look at this bit of space. Why don't we do this? And he goes, I'm doing tall and skinny.
Yeah, just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No,
and to be fair, it was much worse. I had to say, yo, I'm going to get like my fucking second letter in here. So then he had to make it more skinny. And by that time, there's like chrome outlines all over the wall. Like,
it's all fucked. Jesus. I mean, it didn't come out too bad. You could still read it. You could still see it. I think it looked fresh.
I reckon it looks like he did the whole fucking outline. I reckon it looks like it's just so not my kind of...
Yeah.
And again, I was thinking, I'm going to do this and this and this. And then someone changes what you're doing. You're like, and he goes, you can just do straight letters. It's like, skinny, yeah? And I was like, yeah, fuck. This isn't what I was thinking at all. But it was quite easy.
And that's another thing about graph as well, man, that we've spoken about on the pod. It's like there's one thing being cool at style and being dope and being all these things, but then thinking on the fly, being put in a position and not looking like an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big part of it. Even K-Def said that. Like, you know, The element of surprise is what whittles out the toys from the dope shit, you know? Being able to think on your feet and work things out.
To be fair, the way he's done it, like drop fat and skinny, thin and skinny, tall. Fucking hell, I can't even speak.
Yeah.
It does look like it's like proportionally in the wall quite nicely, apart from that fucking bit where...
It's overlapping slightly, yeah.
Yeah, because of the... Oh, man. That's what I'm upset about it. But anyway, next letter. Mm. I hope you get this guy. I mean, I really hope you get this guy, motherfucker.
Letter Y.
Really hope you get this motherfucker, man.
Oh, so it's a Y at the end of the word. It looks like a New York old school motherfucker. Down rock, is it Shy?
147.
Yep, boy.
Rest in peace. Salute.
Shy, man.
Shy. Okay, this is the last one, but this one...
Yeah.
The rules are slightly different on this one.
Mm.
You've got to tell me who it is, but in the reach that they did.
Okay.
Let's see what I'm saying when I ping it over.
Let's see.
Because you might go, oh, I recognize you down there. But you got to say what reach it is.
Well, it's kind of
easy. The word is. No. Would I give you something that easy?
Well, I mean, instantly I'm thinking, yeah.
But you're wrong. That's
yeah.
it.
So
I'm
wrong.
Yeah,
I'm wrong then. Yeah,
but the person who did it, that's correct.
Okay,
but you got to get the word, motherfucker. And he was doing it for a while.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. Y E L O. Okay.
Yeah, boy. We're very well done there, mate. Very well done.
There we go. Mellow yellow. Is that Baron's Court on the other side, though? Not Baron's Court Ledge, the other side, opposite.
Yeah.
Looks like it.
There is. And yeah. Blink and that Gash and that have reaches on there. Blink had a piece there that lasted forever.
Mm.
For so fucking long. I remember thinking, this is such a good reach.
All right, that was jokes, man. All right, cool. I got most of them. I think just the one, the...
You got, the Yale you didn't get. Because you don't paint legally, basically.
I don't go Allen Gardens, you know what I mean? I haven't been there in ages.
Allen Gardens!
Should we get a little bit of graph critique done? And I think call it a night, man. All right, let's giddy go. Oh, yeah, I have a weird bit of graph I found on Instagram that I want to show you, but I'll show you that at the end, man. Let's do a couple of graph critiques first, man. This guy did like the alphabet. You know how people sometimes they draw the alphabet and they put them all next to each other to show off their letters or whatever. This is from his sketchbook. He sent this in.
Quite Matt's script, is it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty simple. I mean, like, you know... They all sit there nicely, I guess. It's simple. You know, I mean, he didn't quite get these lines. Like, get a ruler out. If you're going to do lines going across, you've got to have them uniform. These ones are all going in weird directions.
Yeah, then it goes a bit squiggly, wobbly.
A bit thin, a bit big. Like, for those, you can use a ruler and, like, no one's going to get mad at you. You know what I mean? Just put a ruler across. It would make a big difference, I reckon. But other than that, I mean, you know, it's not offensive in any way. You know, a couple of these dots, maybe a bit, like, I don't know, a bit weird. But yeah, theme, I mean, anything to add?
Nah. I wouldn't do that unless I had better letters. I'm afraid to say!
The whole point of doing those are to show off your letter style. So if you don't have a really good letter style, then what's the fucking point in doing it? You know what I mean? I mean, for practice, fine, but, you know.
A bit of practice, probably.
Yeah. All right.
I've just slid a pen under the fucking microwave. There we go.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to look at this. Wonzo.
I mean, that's what it looks like to me. O-N-E-S-O, purple outline, white, dusty kind of fill, quickly done, but nicely done.
It's one of those ones, dusty fill, but then the rest of it's done quite neatly. Like the outline and the border is quite neat, I would say.
This is dusty, but do you understand the can control... to get that effect of, like, you know, because it's hard to explain.
Kind of even with your dust.
You know what I mean? Like, very even enough that it kind of gives it its own effect in a way. You know what I mean?
I like the outline color, man. I like the white. I like that, man.
I like it too, man. I think this guy's got skills, man. You know, it looks cool. It's done on a legal spot by the looks of it. You know, blue bits on the background.
847 and THS.
The yellow one time pings it off.
What do you like? Do you like the S?
I don't know about this round bit here for
that
the top.
That round bit, yeah. This if that was like, square and like angular.
I normally, you know, when you do like an S in two, like it's two lines, there's this bit and then I would put like a bar going down, you know what I mean? Along the top. Lots of people do that sort of stuff. But this guy's decided to do a little circle thing. I mean, you know, he's got the symmetry with the two O's on either side, you know, with the bit on that left side, bit there on the right side. So he's got the nice but symmetry.
Kind of rocking. Like he's done curvy and angular, isn't he? He's gone for that techers of I'll just do, which one shall I go for? Oh, I'll do both.
I like it. You know, attention like to detail.
He's got a nice line on him, the lad.
It's like on the corners, he's added like, I don't know what you'd call that little detail there. You know what I mean? Like little things, you know, to make it your own. I like it, man.
Yeah. I'm not sure I like.
No, okay.
Because it kind of looks like he's cocked up the outline. And I know he hasn't, but sometimes your eye catches it. Like, why the fuck is it? Oh, he's done the scheme there. Like,
it's true. You expect it to be a crack or a spider web or something, but it's not. Yeah, and it looks a bit weird. I get you. I'm just, you know, he's trying to personalize it, so I want to give him a little.
Let's give proportion, good size, nice flex. Yes,
Onzo, man. Big up. That's a good one. Sorry, I can't remember to put these. I put them in the done folder, like when I'm done, so we don't keep going over the same ones. Let's see. Let's go off from the bottom this time and see. Oh, no, there was one I wanted to show you. Some fan art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen this one already? Or not?
Mate.
Yes.
Yellow BR, bruv.
Someone's done an arms house. What does that say in the middle, though? Oh, yeah, it says Theamba. Theamba. Mad funky flex to it. It looks like it was done on an iPad, you know what I mean? Even though, yeah, I think it was done on an iPad. There's a
we character. Both actually look like how we look.
It's really dope, man. I think he's done it really well.
It's fucking brilliant.
I don't know. I look a little bit more, I don't know, but yeah, well, no, that's all right. And he's maybe he's giving me the big nose, you know what I'm saying?
But I think he's pointing out that I'm fucking screaming and shouting and insane and you're just trying to keep it cool. Like, hey,
more chill, yeah, exactly. I really like it.
What is the throw up at the bottom?
Yeah, I was trying to work that out as well, man. I don't know if you can see it.
What's that reach on the left?
Mr. Gack? GAC? No, that's not a C. What's that? Oh, shit. I have no idea, brother. Sorry to the guy who made this.
Yo, Theamba all day.
986.
He's to that, man.
What do you think of the piece? What do you think of the piece and the schemes? It's a proper piece with a shadow and extra bits and bubbles and schemes going through it.
Yeah.
There's some letters better than other letters, but overall, it's fresh, man. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
There's things I don't like about it, but at the same time, I like it, if that makes any sense.
Maybe this line in the H could have gone a bit higher up and maybe kind of filled some of this negative space a bit. Again, I'm nitpicking here, brother.
Yeah, boy. But he's done it quite quickly.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon, yeah. Why can't I zoom back out, man? Fuck's sakes. It says, arms house to your mum's house along the top. Yellow BR, bruv, ? I loved like on the character how he's done like a different shade, you know, different shade like on the top half, like because of the brim of my hat.
I noticed that. He's got all the different levels of paste for me.
Yeah.
And grey hairs.
The different pastiness on your face.
He's even got a highlight on my massive spam. Look, he's done really well.
And the inside of your mouth, the way your tongue and the teeth are curling around. This guy knows what he's doing, man. This guy, he must be a professional of some sort, man.
Yeah, I reckon he's done that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and just
exactly.
Boshed it over. He's and pretty even that- good. I was going to say, is he an artist who knows, who's good at art, who knows a bit about graph?
Must be, man, because even like some of these techniques, like he's using certain brushes to get the highlights, you know, the different opacities and the highlights and different brushes. The thing is, the amber tag, is a bit toy.
He's another one to find that it's quite difficult to do a decent amber tech.
Like, you know, I've been doing it for 20 plus years, man. I've only just about worked out.
Damn.
We should get some AHC hats done, though. I like this AHC hat. We should get some
AHC. That is a nice one, yeah.
Yeah, man. I really like that.
We were thinking
man.
Of getting the bucket hats done, and then people would be able to say to us what they did because they were invisible.
We should get the bucket hats done, man. Yeah, the invisibility cloak or whatever it's fucking called.
Invisibility cloak?
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know, Amber, when he goes on a graph mission, he doesn't wear any protection. He just wears his bucket hat. And he's like, yeah, but no, look it. I'm fucking camouflaged, bub. You can't see me.
Exactly. All right. Okay, just for old time's sake, man, let's do Tapas, King Tapas, out in the wild. This looks like
out in the wild.
This looks like
it's
a barn.
It's great to see Tapas in his natural habitat.
Fuck, I can't get this looking good.
Leave it like that. Leave it like that. It's
yeah,
fine,
you can
mate.
See it
fine,
like that.
Mate.
So it's a blue fill, orange
he
outline.
He doesn't give a shit.
White time, blue stars going through it on a barn in the middle of a field.
Look at the A, bruv. It's so joke. The first A.
A looks brolic, man. Like he's been doing steroids or something.
Yeah, he's on the juice. Yeah, boy.
On the juice, bruv.
And the typical, I don't give a shit about in the P. Like the typical Tapas doesn't give a fucking goddamn
shadows
shit.
Shadows all over the place. It's supposed to be going to the left, but you look at the inside of the letters, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Totally given up on what it's supposed to be.
The top
to
of
do.
The P, though, is so joke. It's always so joke.
It's like an ant head, like the head of
I love the way it looks like the deep south in America, you know what I mean? It's like the side of a warehouse, like true. Chicken barn, and then it's got like the pylons going over and that. It's the most bumpkin reach on earth, bruv.
Salute all the bumpkins out there, man. We love you, man.
Yeah.
All right, that's funny. Let's do one more, and then let's call it a night, man. Let me go up here.
Man, I need to have that. Amber and theme.
Theme
amber.
I'll send it to you. All right, here we
We've
go.
We've only done that once.
Have we done that?
This is brilliant.
Did we do that one or no? Someone sent
know,
this
but
in.
That is good.
I don't know if someone did this or they just took a picture of it and sent it. I don't know what. But it says ass and it's just a pen. Like it looks like a whiteboard marker. I think it might be on a whiteboard, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah.
It does look like it. But the A has a pair of butt cheeks on it.
Got his booty in the A, boy. I love the way the shadow goes around that. And so
I mean, that's quite inventive how he's done that with the A, man. And it says ass. ASS. pick him up for that. I got as a throw up, you could probably get away with that.
Quite inventive.
Man.
Brilliant.
We got to do one more. Have we done this one? No. Coax or Goax with a G.
Yeah, but
I think it's a G. No, that was his mate before. They just did the same style, but he writes Goax, Gokes, white outline, dark purple fill, turquoise, kind of weird, like starfish going through it, and a black one time.
I'd say it's like a hippie kind of flower going through
it. Yeah, hippie flowers. It reminds me of SpongeBob SquarePants. That's what it reminds me of, the fill.
Reminds me of like,
But I know what you mean.
Hippies you see with like LSD skirts and stuff
like
that. Like
tie-dye kind of weird.
Yeah. But the skinny black outline.
One time.
Border.
Yeah.
And a white, I mean,
Color-wise, fine. It looks like it's in some warehouse, derelict warehouse or whatever, but it still looks sketchy, a bit like roughly filled in a little bit. The letters are pretty simple. So, nothing too offensive, but... Maybe the K here is a bit skinny.
I was going to say the K is the best letter, but then it's kind of ruined by that. The bit in the middle comes in too much. Makes it too skinny.
But it kind of, but I guess the S goes a bit skinny in the middle as well. But
so wait, you're saying color okay. Like, does that relate to the schemes as well or not? Or
what did I say? What?
You said color. You like colors, okay?
Yeah, I mean dark purple with a white outline. I mean, you can't really go too wrong with that. I mean,
yeah, but the blue green, the bluey pond green, is like putting me right off, bruv.
It is a bit weird. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't personally choose that, but I don't think it's so offensive. It's all right.
This is someone who's getting there.
It's getting there.
Someone is getting there who's not like his first one. It's like, you know, his 7th to 10th one or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Gokes, if you're out there, man, like, and look, and he's not been consistent with these stars. And it looks like, look, let me tell some people, when we talk about the confidence of the line, you know, if you want to do something, just do it, like commit to it and do it properly. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's this bit here? Like, and some, you know, the can control, some bits are flaring a bit because he's gone really quickly, and some are like, you know, whatever. I don't know. Just do it properly if you're going to do it, man. You know?
Looks like some starfish that have been fucking
it's like
flattened by like one of their massive rollers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the unresponsible way of fishing when they just trawl and kill everything on the seabed and leave all the little starfish just bland dead. Like, oh, God.
You know what I mean, man? Gokes, maybe send in something that you spent a bit more time on, maybe. I don't know. I'd be intrigued to see that.
Gokes. Catching jokes with Gokes.
Yo,
he's a good bloke. He's
Gokey,
stopped.
Gokey.
Do you know what I nearly did? I went in the shop.
Yeah.
Nearly bought a skateboard. Like a.
Don't be buying skateboards, man. You're fucking 45 years old, man.
Buying a skateboard. And I was thinking, I'd just look, and I was like going all in, and like this cruiser one with all these soft wheels, and it was coming to like £200.
Oh shit!
And then I thought to myself, I'm just gonna have it in the flat. I'm just gonna look at it. What I mean, the
but
fuck?
get a skateboard, but like a nice artistic one, hang it on the wall. You know what I mean? Yeah, cool. But
no, but I'm thinking of getting a skateboard, not a skateboard like to do tricks on and that. But no. Just to get to the some like because when I go downhill, and another thing,
you're gonna hurt yourself.
Four line bikes in a row, bruv.
What?
I go to get. I've already spent $3.99 on the 30 minute thing.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, sweet, because I wouldn't do that unless obviously I've checked for line bikes first. There's line bikes there, so I said, Bosh, let me get one of those passes. Bosh, pay for the pass. Go to get the line bike, and the first one, no pedal.
Okay,
so, but
yeah.
I didn't know because I got to kick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you're like,
and then the next one's not there. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, I hate that.
And you've got to end the ride and then say, no, I want my dough back. Then they give it back. Went to a next one and something else did it. Four in a row.
Yeah.
Didn't work. In a row. Three of them were pedals, only one pedal missing. One of them, the chain was off, but because it's got like that plastic thing around it, and by the time I tried a couple of times, my hands were bleak. Mm. And the reason I was doing it was to try and get to somewhere quickly. Now I've like spent 20 minutes trying to get a line bike next to my yard.
Oh,
I was fuming. And then I can go down like east, like what's it called? Where the park is, the Vale. You go down there, it's downhill, bruv.
Zinging.
Oh my God, if I could just... And everything's down there, dad has died now.
Yeah.
If I could go down there on the skateboard, man. But the skater had fat orange wheels. And I just said, mistakenly said to the guy who was like a really like loving it, working there kind of young skater guy, do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Who wanted to show me his knowledge, do you know what I mean? He was even getting like his photos out. Well, this is my setup actually. So this is my setup on the left for longboarding. And this is my setup on the left for downhill carving. And I'm like Jesus Christ, bro. When I accidentally asked him a question about the wheels, we were in there for time.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where I was like, how much are those wheels, bruv? And he's like, yeah, £60. And I was like, do you know what? I need to think about this a bit more, mate.
The thing is, though, skateboarding in London, the pavements aren't flat. Like, okay, in America...
So that's why I was getting these wheels.
Okay.
And he's like, because I know from skating back in the day, like we used to skate like 56s, and there was that period of skating when the wheels were like this, if you remember that. But then they were like, you know, 48s, 56s. And so the numbers I know like that are like based on how big the wheel is, you know.
Mm.
But these next number is like how soft it is, soft and hard it is. So he's like, well, these ones are like 60, but they're actually 72 because the 72 is at the softer end of the scale. And I'm like going, what's happened here? Like, I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, man.
But because London's got like hard roads, loads of divots, pavement with like slab stones and shit,
exactly.
The wheels... Those wheels are just soft and they go over those little gaps like much easier.
Smoother, yeah.
Much smoother, bro.
Now, but in London, you need a fucking hydraulic system. You need wheels this big, but like pump up tires.
You need to like wear one of those helmets.
Helmets.
I don't look like a dick because I put arm towel stickers on it. Yeah,
elbow pads and shit, yeah. Now, you'll injure yourself if you get a fucking skateboard, bro, man.
Man, I just thought about it for like anaerobic. But yo.
Oh, look, I want to show you this one thing. I just want you to react to it. I saw this on Instagram. I thought it looked really fucking cool. You let me know what you think.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Wait, is that it?
That's it.
No, don't show me that, Robbie. I thought it was going to do something, mate. Like expand and get better and fill in with colours and da-da-da-da.
You know how long it takes to do something like that?
Exactly.
Let me explain to the listeners. This is a piece
of
graph.
I've got an outline, yeah? Starts spinning round on the wall. Like, you can't ever see what it is, but it spins round on the wall. It took me... Jeez!
It took this guy, I think he writes Yami. I got it here, actually. He writes Yami, but on Instagram, he's called 3D-tional. 3D-tional. He said it took him 2 days. It was 36 hand-painted frames done over 2 days inside an abandoned warehouse. So, yeah, so as you can see, it took him, he'll draw that out. And then wipe it off and then draw this bit, the next frame, on the wall. Yeah, he's painted it. It's just black and white on the wall. And then he'll sketch that bit out and then sketch this one out and then sketch this one out. You know what I mean? And it's like rotating.
ChatGPT to do it in 30 seconds, bruv.
Fuck ChatGPT. That's why I find it's like a human who did it, man, has spent the time to do it. And it's smooth. The animation is smooth. I really enjoy stuff like this. I think,
do you know what that is? What? He joins the crew, BOG, Board of Graph.
Board of Graph, yeah, exactly.
He's
BOG.
Another one is Board of Graph.
We should have like a table of all the people who are Board of Graph.
It's
like we add them to this crew, Board of Graph. And what was it? Who's it been so far? It's been that fucking, I can't even remember their name.
The German guy who's painted 85 billion trains. Raid, now builds trains and paints them or something.
Rage, that was it. Rage, that guy.
Mate, and this guy, Bog crew, mate.
I rate this. I mean, you let me know in the comments if you're impressed with stuff like this. I'm really impressed with stuff like this. I think, he's a bard, and it's not real graph or anything. I'm not claiming it is, but just artistically and creatively.
Where's he from?
I have no idea.
Like what
bro.
Country?
I have no idea. It doesn't really say on here.
Outline Project is my first experiment of wall painted stop motion applied to. I believe this technique holds immense potential for further exploration and creative. I mean, we weren't on the old sounds. I would slam my laptop shut now and bowl off, mate. That is absolute 100% proper graph.
Just moist.
Proper graph.
Now, big up, man. All right, let's go out to a tune, my brother.
A comfortably scary warehouse.
Yeah.
Yo, did you get it? This is the she. I don't know if you've been listening to this or not. The album.
I haven't listened to the whole album. No, I haven't listened to the whole album. Do we have a giveaway for today, man? Look, if you leave a comment below, I'll send you some stickers, man. We'll pick one next week and I'll send you a bunch of stickers.
Big up the guy who finally got his slam map posted it.
Salute.
It took less than the last fella who waited around.
Yeah, man.
I promise you, we'll send maps out. Promise.
Yeah, man. I got to do some math.
Yeah, I've got to put the youths to bed in 30 minutes.
Let's go. Come on. What's the last tune, man? Let's go. Party people, big up.
Alchemist and Hit Boy, the Goldfish. I think it's called Goldfish, the album. Mm. And it's Ask For Me. You can say Arcs For Me. This is what happened when two producers get together and rap on the beats, ladies and gents, and rap on the beats. They thought the whole scene is absolutely shite. Put them all in the Bog crew. And did their own bars. But Alchemist, I love. Hit-Boy, I didn't realise all the stuff he's done.
Yeah, he did like Nas's
Wiggers
albums.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, he's done some big tunes, man.
Wiggers in Paris.
What's this album cover? What's this? Is this a dead bloke wrapped up in a carpet in a fishbowl with two hands going around?
Dude, they released a whole movie. Maybe it's got something to do with that. They released a movie about
it. Alchemist has been on a fucking legendary roll as well these past
on the run
years.
Of his life.
Run of his life. I mean, man.
This is mad.
It's insane. It's really insane. And the thing is, he's totally independent. He has been independent for over 10 years now. Everything he does, he's not signed to some big label. The dude is like the blueprint of how things should be, I think, man, going forward. But that's just me. Dean, what's the name of the song? Ox for Me. That's what it's
Ox for Me.
Ox for Me. Hit Boy.
And Thou Shall Find Out.
Yo, big up Themos. Till next week, party people, leave comments, subscribe, join the Patreon, show some love, get involved, send in your graph for critique, send in legend, local legends, you know, get
send
involved.
Send in nudes of your missus.
Yeah.
As long as she's not too skinny.
I make sure that every day's an event. I'm a dope addict, and my addiction pays the rent. Trying to retrace the steps, can't even count the amount of changes spent. Turning records out to a great extent. Receiving accolades in the streets from random humans. Amsterdam, they jam the music and hand me tulips to play. My brand is foolish, Spanish jewel. Buckets of bubble juice on ice inside a fancy cooler. Perfecting out of step, my dance moves are smoother. I'm having an episode. 50 on the desert road, being flies written all inside my genetic code. After the victory lap, I'm headed home. See me on a jumbotron in a spectrodome. My name's carved and set in stone. Right, never needed any jewelry to shine. Took a chance, the opportunity was mine. Now I garnish checks. I'm an architect for music design with a master's degree. I catch him with the pick and roll.
Go this way, I go that.
Then use a spatula to spin a bowl. I'm on the low. Ask for me.
Nice beat, man. Very simple.
I'm on a low. Ask for me.
Ask
for me. Ask for me.
I'm going hard, I'm not going friendly. I'm going hard like cardio, really. Got through the pain, I'm showing no pity. Look, ever since change was going by titty. I had a wave, was serving the city. You see the tsunami, it only got bigger. I'm high in demand, my foot on the gas. Understand, I'm really that nigga, and I'm really that, really that. I'm going hard, I hardly go friendly. No one is safe, they're getting erased. I'm striking them out, let's fuck up the city. I just hit for 30, I'm hitting the gritty. Nike tech on me, cause I'm on the run. Look what I become, you ask where I'm from. I don't say a word, I throw up a dub. I do it for love, they do it for hype. They can't even reach me, and I got tight, God me, I feel like I'm spiked. Have a emotion that come with a price. Samples be running, they might blow the speakers. I run with some trappers, they feeling the leaders. If you want the codes, I'm willing to teach you. They wanted to smoke in the black is repeated. The uncertainty be worrying me. I spent racks on this Virgil T. I cut them deep like surgery. They come in nursery. We come in big dog, hand us over the trophies. I see clear through the web shades, and I'm watching them closely. I'm on the low, ask for me.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?